you and I will have to do the job.
And now you're working on the job, and you're not speaking to him, but you're talking about him. You're talking to somebody else. You'd say, the job is for...
he and I.
All right. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, how would you tell me that y'all are coming over to see me?
We are coming to see you.
Okay. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, it's... we know who it is, so you say, it's...
it's...
just you. It's...
it is I.
Okay. If you're sitting there expecting some man who knocks at the door, and you say, oh, it's only...
it's only me.
Alright. But it's a man. Or somebody else. It's only... now, you're sitting there, and he knocks at the door, and you know this man, and you say, oh, it's only... what word would you use? You'd say it... you had said before, it is I. Now you want to say, it is...
he.
Okay. If you're... so if you knock at the door, and it's a woman, you say, it's...
it is she.
If it's two people, you say it's...
them.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as...
I.
Comparing how tall you are again, you might say, I'm not as... talking about a man. I'm not as...
tall
as
he.
Alright. If you're comparing how well you can do something, you can say, he can do it better than
I.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you might say, 2 miles is he could go. 2 miles is blank he could go.
Is as far as he could go.
If something belongs to me, you say it's... no, it belongs to me. You say it's...
yours.
Alright. If it belongs to both of us, you say it's...
ours.
Alright. If it belongs to them...
it's theirs.
Alright. To him...
it's his.
To her...
it's hers.
Right. People have been coming to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them, come back again.
You all.
One more time.
You all.
Okay. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about their wraps or coats, you would say, where are
your wraps?
Right. If you're asking about people at the party, you'd say, and you're asking, you want to know about the people at the party, which ones were there, you might say,
who were there?
Right. A group of children that belong to more than one family, you might ask them, you're at a reunion and you don't know these children, you're going to ask about who they belong to. You'd say,
whose are they?
When you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you didn't go to the sermon, but you want to know what the speaker might have talked about. What would you say?
What was his subject?
Okay. If no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for...
by themselves.
If no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it
himself.